All right, so hello everyone and welcome back to SNC Adventures Talk It Out podcast. My name is Celeste and today I have two special guests with me, Professor Brian Hansen and Professor Kapinski, who are the faculty leaders for the J-Term 2024 Global Seminar, Winter in Rome, Art and Context. Welcome to the podcast. Could you two please tell me a little bit about yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Debbie Kapinski. I teach in the art discipline where I do all the 3D, like sculpture, ceramics. I also teach introduction to studio art, if anyone's interested, and then a global art history class. And I also have been doing museum as classroom. So besides this class, that's what I do.
Right.
I'm Shan Brian Hansen. I am the curator of the art galleries in the Bush Art Center, and I teach the painting classes here at St. Norbert College.
Very cool. All right, so thank you for that. And now let's let these students know a little bit more about you guys' program. So first question I have for you, start out by telling me what this global seminar is all about. So like where you're going, when you're going, all that good stuff.
Okay, well, the seminar is centered around art and also like learning a little bit of history through art. And then we're going to go in the J-Term 2024. That is, but there's a 2-credit element that happens in the fall 2023. And that's really like so we can do some of the prep work before we leave. And also so that it lowers the costs for students because they only have to pay for the 2 credits in the J term.
Right.
Right. And the other 2 credits are included. So we're going to be gone usually by the 2nd of January. And we come back like maybe the 19th or so, which is usually a Thursday or Friday before school starts for the spring semester. And the topics we're learning about, well, I have everything sort of broken down in different categories. It's a Western traditions core.
Okay.
And so, you know, we start with antiquity, ancient Rome and Greece, right? And so you're in Rome, there's all this like architecture, and actually that architecture influences a lot of the architecture we still see and use in some of those visual and decorative forms. So it's pretty important. Then we learn about early Christian and Byzantine, and it's really student driven. So I have little lectures, I talk about it, and then students will choose like maybe a work of art for one of these categories, and they will write up and do some blog posts on those.
Okay.
You know, so the other categories are Renaissance art and also Baroque art.
Okay.
So it is a lot, but, you know, I try to get students to focus on something that they're interested within those categories, and they only have to make, I have to look at the syllabus, how many blog posts, but there's like short blog posts. And then there's like one longer blog post they have to choose for their more like research topic. And then when we go to Italy, they have to do a little on-site presentation for like 5 minutes. And then we also work in the studio doing like visual responses to the things that we've seen.
I think that one of the coolest things about this course is that it is both an opportunity to experience the art history and person, right? So kind of like some major, 3 major components of the history of Western art, but also there's a studio experience as part of this course, which is what makes it really unique. And Professor Kapinski is a ceramic artist, and the studio owners, Lorianne and Paolo, she's an art historian and he is a ceramic artist also. And so like they have a breadth of knowledge that's, I think just a great addition to this course.
Yeah, very cool.
They really help the students. Like we make some, you know, we think about all the motifs we're looking at, like, you know, even if they're just simple, like stripes or like eggs and dart motif, and Paolo really helps them translate those to like some little plates and things that they make. So it's just like, I'm really interested in like having experiences and having students have experiences beyond like just doing a lot of book work.
Right.
So, you know, there is a little bit of writing, but it's not like super heavy duty. It's also meant to function on a few different levels.
Very cool.
Yeah, what I loved, it's like, this is the 3rd or 4th iteration.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's the 4th.
It's the 4th. So Debbie's been the lead instructor most of the times. I did it once. And what I loved during that time is like the pace of like you go out and you look at things, you're hanging out in the city, and then you just come back to this quiet, cool space in the studio. It's just a nice, there's a really nice rhythm in that.
Right.
Yeah, like in the mornings, usually we go, like we meet in the lobby and maybe we'll go to like a museum or look at some churches. And then I usually have the students take like a 2-hour lunch break so they can like find lunch or whatever. And it's in the city, you know, and then we meet at the studio again at like 2 o'clock or something.
Right.
And we do some work for a few hours and then they do their own thing after that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of free time.
Yeah, there's free time, but it's like structured. Like right. We do usually meet at 9 a.m, so sometimes earlier. But like, you know, it's, I want them to be able to navigate everything themselves a little bit. And it's a really easy place to do that.
Yeah. And there are free days woven into the course. Like,
yeah, we do have free days.
Full free days where students can go off on their own and explore the city how they want to.
Very cool. All right. So let's talk about housing accommodations. What is that looking like for this program?
Well, so far we've been staying in a hotel that is, I guess, it's a convent hotel, but it's not like it has any night restrictions or anything like that. I really emphasize for students to stick together when they go out at night. And so far that has not been a problem. Mm-hmm. But it's very safe. It's close to the Coliseum, the Forum, all those things you think about when you think of Rome, just shopping. It's right near the studio, and it's just like a great way to get to know the city. They also include breakfast. Every room has its bathroom. I think each student shared a room with another student. So I stay there too, and Shan will stay there. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll just add that it's right next to this cat sanctuary that's in these ancient Roman ruins. And
yeah.
I think it's always very popular with students. Yeah. So yeah. It's a fun, just like it's right by the hotel. It's right. Fun to go visit the cats.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so I know we kind of talked about a little bit like your inspiration and like why you want students to do this, but what all in all like inspired you to design a program like this?
Well, for me, like I went to art residency and I met Paolo, and he was telling me that they want to make their studio into an art residency. And then a few years later, I was like, you know, I should take students to Italy, to mm-hmm. Paolo's place, because they're very nice. And I just thought it'd be a good fit, you know, for learning about like how we connect to the past and how we connect to like art. And so that was my inspiration. And, you know, it's just a place where like, I know that they're going to help us with our program. If anything happens, like they're there and I trust them. And so that's all part of the reason that I went there. Because I think it's really important to have a really trusted partner mm-hmm. when you do study abroad.
Right. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And so then where does the passion for all these kinds of things come from for you guys?
Let's say we're both artists.
We're artists.
Love museums, and Rome is a living museum. Like the city is a living museum. And so there's just like an endless amount of, you could go there, you know, twice a year and never run out of things to see and do. And so it's super inspiring.
Yeah. And it's more than just like the art. It's also like, you know, you have to navigate a public bus or like eating different food or things like that. And I think like that's also part of my reason for doing it, because like I love to do things, and building confidence in students through mm-hmm. studying abroad I think is great.
Best coffee in the world in my opinion. And really good food.
No, definitely,
for sure.
So what are some of your favorite spots that you guys will be taking students?
You take that first. Let me think. Favorite. Oh well, I will let you see. Oh
man, it's a tough one.
Well, I don't know if it's on the itinerary, but on a free day, if I might go back to the
Livia's Garden,
yeah, which is
like
an example of ancient Roman painting, and there aren't a lot of examples of that are so intact as Livia's Garden. So I'll probably go visit that, and
I'll tell you about
extend the offer to anyone who wants to come with us.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't it like, is it Caesar's wife or sister or what? It's like, you know, first of all, I tell students there's two guys named Caesar, not one, right? So because it's very confusing. But anyways, think of like this big emperor, and like either his wife or his sister had like a grand, like
dining room.
No, they had like a grand villa
home.
And then they had like this beautiful like garden fresco, like someone painted the walls, like they, you know, hired someone to in this like beautiful garden like motif, like you're surrounded by the garden. And now those walls are in this museum where you can go and like look at it and go into that room.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Because like think about how old it is. It's like from like you know, like 10 like BCE or whatever, I don't know. So
it's
old.
So as a painter, I love that. But also day trip to Florence, which is always very popular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then last time I went to Assisi, it was optional. So it's just me and Professor Pierman and 3 art students went. And I'm definitely going to take them this time for a day trip, because it's just like an amazing experience. Mm-hmm. Like even beyond like the religious aspects of it, it's just like a beautiful, like ancient city on a hill, and where they have like really small scale walkways and that you can wind and meander through. And it's just very, really beautiful, and beautiful views, and the art is amazing. Giotto frescoes are there. So that's definitely something we'll do. We go to the Vatican Museum. Trying to think of, I think I really love going to Assisi though. It was really nice.
And of course, like the big hits, like
of course,
Sistine Chapel in the Vatican, Michelangelo's Pieta, the Colosseum.
Like all stuff you have to just see at least once in your life.
Like the bucket list things, but like I just think walking over those bridges, like they have foot bridges and stuff that go over the river, the Tiber, like, and just being there on the cobblestones, I think that's my favorite thing, wandering around.
Right. Cool. So I know you said a little bit about how important it is to have like a good partner for study abroad stuff. So obviously that they're locals, and that's one way students will be able to connect with locals. But is there any other way they'll be able to like build community during this time abroad?
I think they really just build community with each other, and also – you know, they don't speak Italian, students. So, I mean, there's like a language barrier, but last time I went, the students were like, we really want to go to a rooftop restaurant. And I was like, Lorianne, do you know? So we sent them an article about different rooftop restaurants, and they like went and found them and like made the reservation. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing I know, I see them posting on Instagram pictures, selfies of themselves all dressed up at this restaurant.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I don't know, connecting with the locals beyond our partners,
right,
but also like having to like, you know, deal with other types of people.
We'll just figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out, I think is great.
Yeah. And so then that's like one of the ways, because my next question is, how will it benefit the students? And so obviously like the confidence and having to figure things out, navigate a place where you don't speak the main language.
Yeah, like they can do it.
Yeah.
Like you're like, at first you're like afraid a little bit, and then slowly like they're going places like, oh, I didn't get there, I don't know, like they're just kind of doing stuff on their own, and
right,
they become like more confident. And you know, also for their parents, it's like they're afraid their only daughter's going on a plane far away,
right,
and it's like, oh, like they can do stuff,
right,
you know. So I think,
because I studied abroad and it was a huge confidence boost, not just for me but for my parents.
Yeah,
like they felt, they were very nervous.
I have confidence in them.
Yeah,
I know they can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to add anything.
And I think just experiencing like the culture of Rome, the slower pace of meals.
Definitely.
Yeah. I know to students who study, like we have, you know, many art students go to Florence, and they come back kind of with like an awareness of how fast we do things sometimes in the U.S. and how there are different ways of approaching
life.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I love the long meals like in the middle of the day that can just like unwind. And
I didn't want to rush them with lunch, so that's why I was giving 2 hours.
Yeah.
I was like, well, we're on another part of the city, and like they have to get back, and and but I just think like there's learning through like researching stuff, and that is great, but I think like having to like be on your own with your friends and doing things is really different than being like with your parents and doing something.
Well, yeah.
And so like I just think that's just, or in fact, almost more formative for students is like just that experience.
Like the experiences, yeah.
Yeah, and just supporting each other and being together and like being aware of like other people on the trip and being supportive of like wherever they're at too, I think is really good.
Yeah, because it's one thing to go off to college, and then it's another thing to go
to
Europe or somewhere else and have to be an adult. So yeah, very cool. So if any student was, you know, on the fence about applying to this program, what is something you would say to seal the deal?
You want to say?
It's an opportunity. It truly is an opportunity to see some incredible works of art in context and have a lot of fun with other students, exploring new places and eating. All about the food.
Well,
eating good food.
It's important. That's a big part of it.
Well, I think it like is something that maybe give someone the confidence, like take that step and then be like, maybe I could travel a little bit by myself.
Right.
Or I don't know. I just think those are the things for me, like it can transform student thinking sometimes.
Well, right. Cause now after mine, I was thinking about, you know, getting a job in Wisconsin, but now, you know, like, I've been applying to places like around the country. So it can really like open up a lot of doors on like so many levels.
Cause we live in a small place, and like everything, you know, you watch the news, which I don't watch, but It does seem really scary, but it's like people are all just people, and just like, you know, just because they do things differently doesn't necessarily mean like it's bad. It's just like a different way of doing things.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And with the global seminar, we're there. So,
right.
You know, should,
yeah. And it's like, that's what I say, easy way.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. And Lorianne, my friend, is extremely efficient.
Yeah.
And she knows the city well. There's a lot, like, there's a lot of support.
Okay, cool. All right. Anything else you want to add before I close this out?
I don't know. Ciao. I mean, you know, I'm doing this in 2024 and it will happen again in 2026.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, not to panic because like I have a lot of applications, so
mm-hmm.
I have to really go through them.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. A lot of attention this year. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what though? I've been offering it every 2 years
mm-hmm.
So that it'll be opportunity if you're like, what? A freshman or something, you know, there's going to be another opportunity.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
And they should be open-minded about the art.
And the food.
And the food.
Yes.
Because it's delicious. And the art is amazing.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in, taking the time to be interviewed today. This is just one of many opportunities for JTERM 2024, so you can check out more details about this program or the other ones at snc.edu/go/globalnights. Applications are now open for all of them, and the priority deadline is April 28th, so if you apply before that day, then you can get $150 off of your program. So keep a lookout for more episodes, go check out these programs, and see you next time.